From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Libya, the violence is reportedly continuing, with backers of leader Muammar Gaddafi appearing to heed his call to strike back against anti-government protesters. There are reports of armed militiamen roaming the streets of the Libyan capital, firing weapons into the air. However, in other Libyan cities, anti-Gaddafi forces appear to have the upper hand. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in eastern Libya.
We are seeing young pro-democracy fighters armed to the teeth with looted weapons from army caches. Some of them are wearing face masks. Others are wearing bright orange vests and helping with traffic. It's a very mixed bag. But where I am, you can still hear sporadic shooting pretty consistently. This is an uneasy calm. People see what is happening in the West in Tripoli and wonder, what if Gaddafi rallies? What will happen to them here? Will there be repercussions?
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today decried the violence in Libya and called on the country's leadership to stop attacking its own citizens. Clinton also said the U.S. is aware some Americans have been trying to escape that country. She said the U.S. has asked other countries for help and is actively working on that front.
Everything will be on the table. We will look at all the possible options to try to bring an end to the violence, to try to influence the government. But as I said yesterday, in any situation, our foremost concern has to be for the safety and security of our own citizens.
Some Americans and other non-Libyans are waiting aboard a ferry today that is slated to take them to Malta. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is again calling on state Senate Democrats who fled the Capitol this week to avoid a vote on a controversial budget measure to return. Walker saying lawmakers need to pass the measure to close a $3.6 billion budget shortfall.
It is my hope that later today we might get some updates from the 14 state senators who are not in the Capitol today, not doing their job, and that they might give us some sort of a time frame as to when they plan on coming back to do their job.
Walker's proposal would strip most public employees of their collective bargaining rights. Sales of previously owned homes were up in the U.S. They rose more than 2.5% last month. Analysts had been expecting a decline. NPR's Giles Snyder has details.
The lure of foreclosures drove the market in January. Lawrence Yoon is the chief economist for the Realtors Group.
There are many vacant homes on the market, and the transaction that is currently occurring are a large part due to investors coming in all cash, buying those vacant properties. But that is a necessary healing process that needs to go through in light of the housing market bust.
Yoon says the fact sales were up in January is a good sign. Sales of existing homes increased in 5 of the past 6 months, but distressed sales are forcing home prices down. The Realtors Association says the median price of a home sold in January was almost $159,000, a decrease of nearly 4% from a year ago. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Concerns about Libya sent stocks down again today. The Dow was down 107 points. This is NPR. Authorities in the city of Christchurch, New Zealand, say they have now determined that no one inside a seven-story building that collapsed this week following an earthquake there could still be alive. The building housed a regional TV network and a number of other businesses. The death toll from the magnitude 6.3 earthquake currently stands at 75, though it is expected to go higher as more bodies are recovered from the rubble of collapsed buildings around the city. Space Shuttle Discovery is a day away from the scheduled start of its final mission. Mark Simpson of member station WMFE reports NASA says the vehicle looks on track to get the final okay to fly and head to the International Space Station.
NASA engineers spent months repairing cracks to Discovery's external fuel tank after a failed launch attempt in November, and NASA is confident repairs to the fuel tank have been successful. Shuttle Launch Director Mike Linebach says even though the shuttle program is winding down, there will be cool heads at the Kennedy Space Center on launch day.
We're going to complete these missions as we always do, and I think the emotion will really hit on the runway after the mission is complete. I tell each of the teams that each orbiter is my favorite, so I really don't have a favorite. And they give me grief over that all the time.
Discovery is carrying a variety of cargo, including an external unit for the International Space Station, experiments involving lab rats, and a human-like robot called Robonaut 2. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
New figures show global box office receipts taking a bump up last year. The Motion Picture Association of America says movie theaters around the world reported an 8% rise in revenues to $31.8 billion. That was helped by international growth and in the U.S. and Canada, consumer acceptance of higher ticket prices associated with 3D movies. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.